Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to be discussing the upcoming full moon on February 24th, 2024, around 6:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And as always, we will discuss other astrological ongoings as well. And so I am recording this podcast on a nice, beautiful Thursday. I have been so tired. I'm so interested to know how everyone else is feeling. There are a few things happening astrologically right now that could lead to feeling tired, feeling depleted, burnout. We will definitely get into that. But I was looking at the astrology before recording this and I was like, ugh, no wonder I feel this way. So for those of you who are also feeling a little depleted and a little tired, it's kind of the season astrologically right now. And so please keep in mind here on Astrology Now, we do use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology, which is different than the Western tropical system. And so that being said, in the sidereal system of astrology, this full moon is taking place in the sidereal sign of Leo. And this specific full moon is taking place in the nakshatra of Magha. So this is referred to as Magha Purnima. It's a very auspicious day, actually. Leo is the lion, right? It has to do with courageousness, feeling brave, feeling inspired, feeling loyal and dedicated. It is the heart in Vedic astrology, right? When we think about the lion's heart or the heart of a lion, it's very literal in Vedic astrology. Leo is often associated to the heart. Leo is ruled by the sun, which is associated to the heart. And there's so much symbolism there. When someone has a lot of heart, they have a lot of passion, they have a lot of zeal. When we think about the heart of a lion, for me at least, I always think about this heroicism and this courageousness and this fierce dedication, this fierce devotion and loyalty. And so you all know I'm a huge fan of the sign of Leo. I feel like everyone in my life, essentially, not everybody, but a lot of folks have some sort of Leo placement. I love this sign. And again, Magha is, it really embodies that Leo 9 energy. Magha Nakshatra is a sign that is associated, again, to loyalty, devotion, lineage. Has to do with a paternal line. It has to kind of do with almost that kingly type of energy. And Magha is also ancestors in general. And so there is this connection to our ancestors, that line before us, which can really bring up a lot for each of us in such a different way. Some of us may think of our lineage and have this very strong sense of pride, very strong sense of identity and connection. And some of us may not. Some of us may really struggle with connecting to that line or that blood, you know, that bloodline, so to speak. And so it is an interesting thing to contemplate because for me, I also believe in lineage in terms of our teachings and our mentors and our guides, taking pride in who we are today because of the people who helped kind of form us. You know, I think about some of my main teachers as I've moved throughout time, and I'll be doing some sort of lecture and I'll hear Selena's voice pop in my head, or I'll hear Anna's voice pop in my head, or Sarah. I have this collection of people who have influenced me significantly. And so I just want to remind everyone that when we think about lineage, when we think about ancestry, typically, yes, we are referring to this bloodline and to family, but there are other ways to connect to lineage, and there are other ways to find appreciation for where we came from. Maybe it's not always the blood. Maybe it's our mentors or our guides or our teachers in some capacity. So I hope that that makes sense. And again, Magha is ruled by Ketu, There is this very deep spiritual association to Magha. That's why this Magha Purnima, this day, is so auspicious for spiritual teachings and integrating spiritual knowledge. And so it's a very, very auspicious full moon. If you have any full moon ceremonies that you do, this is a really nice time to do them. And it's also a fantastic time to really embrace this idea of being courageous and taking leaps of faith, and most importantly, trusting ourselves, trusting our heart, trusting, you know, where the center of our heart is guiding us, and really having the faith in ourselves to lead us in the right direction. Leo, of course, is also leadership and influence. So it's a day to allow yourself to really stand out and to kind of go for it, I think. Now, I do want to say Mars and Venus on this day are still conjoined in Capricorn. They're very close in degrees. And Mars is exalted in Capricorn, right? And so there is this very strong, powerful influence of Mars, which contributes to valor, courageousness, bravery, getting things done, being proactive, being like highly efficient and strategic. So that's great. I mean, if you're trying to get things done, if you have a full calendar like I do, if you have all of these things that you're trying to get done and accomplish, the power of Mars can really support you in doing that. And because Mars is so close to Venus, you know, Venus is the planet of diplomacy and harmony and love and relationships and intimacy. And so as Venus is so close to Mars, this is really nice for feeling really passionate and feeling really excited. Having passionate love affairs pop up, having those types of opportunities. And perhaps there's also a lot of drive in relationship right now. Maybe you're feeling very motivated. Maybe you, and if you're in a relationship, you and your partner are like working through things or even doing something like physically active together, you know, it could certainly have that effect too. And at worst, right? Those are best case scenarios. At worst, Mars and Venus, it can influence love and romance and relationship. And so in your own personal life, there might be some butting heads with a significant other, maybe even an ex, because Venus is diplomacy. It's trying to get along with people. So again, there could be butting heads. There could be issues coming up to be resolved. There could be power struggles. There could be intensity. And so it may not happen in your personal relationship. I hope that it doesn't. And I just want to remind everyone that sometimes conflict can be medicinal. Learning to have healthy conflict resolution can be so, so, so powerful. Sometimes having a conflict is actually exactly what couples or people need. So if you are one of the ones that get into conflict, try to remember that conflict can be so helpful. We can learn so much about each other. We can gain so much trust and faith in each other with how we choose to manage our conflict. So if it pops up, try to remember that, because we're coming in hot here with this Venus and Mars. And I also want to say that even if it's not in intimate partnership, these planets are at odds right now. And so there could be conflict in other areas. There might be a crossroads that you're encountering. There might be two opposing ideas that you have. There might be work obligations that are coming up and you're trying to find a balance with work and life. There may just be some sort of internal conflict happening. So try to keep that in mind. This also, because there's so much energy right now happening astrologically, it can contribute to a sense of burnout. This is one of the few factors that we have here. The energy of Mars can also cause like a restlessness. I don't know about y'all, but I've been struggling with sleep. I've been having crazy dreams. Speaking of lineage, you may, around this full moon period, there may be an emphasis on ancestors, an emphasis on, you know, people in your past, maybe people who have passed away. And so I actually just remembered this as I was recording. I've been having all of these dreams about my dad. If y'all don't know that, my father passed away years ago. He passed away when I was pretty young. I was like barely an adult. And I've been having all these dreams, just so wild, waking up in the middle of the night. Ugh, it's so restless. So I don't, again, y'all may be experiencing that. Maybe you're not. But as we kind of come up to this full moon, there may be some of those interesting messages coming through your sleep. There may be people who are trying to share information. I say people, but it could be, you know, guides, spirits, energies trying to share information or help you or support you in some way. And so just kind of be open to that. Be really paying attention to your sleep and your dream state, so to speak. But yes, there may be a restlessness. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is that when we have a full moon, the moon and the sun are opposing one another. And so sometimes Magha Purnima is relatively straightforward. But this year, we also have Saturn opposing the moon. So the sun is going to be conjoined Saturn and Mercury. And so what this can do is it can create, let's just think about it for a second. The sun, again, it's the heart. It's feeling inspired. It's leadership. It's influence. It's this kingly, radiant energy where wherever it goes, it lights up the room and everybody looks. It's life-giving. We love that energy of the sun. Now, Saturn has a humility. Saturn is, you know, the servant on the side of the underdogs. Saturn is this heavy karma that kind of drills things into our system with, you know, tough love to transform us. It's not the same energy as the sun. In fact, it's quite opposite. And so I love Saturn, and when Saturn is near the sun like this, it's kind of like putting a wet blanket over a fire. And so it can bring about vacillations with confidence. It can bring some self-doubt. And because the sun has to do with our vitality, it can also kind of contribute to that feeling of burnout or feeling tired. So it is something to keep in mind with Mercury here as well. There may be some overthinking. There may be a tendency to kind of mull things over in your mind. Be careful if you catch yourself. You have a conversation with someone and you start going over it in your head over and over again, thinking about what you could change, what you could go back. You know, maybe you have a tiff with someone and then you start fantasizing about what you should have said or what you'll say next time. Just kind of be mindful if you catch yourself doing that, because Mercury being involved here, it can absolutely cause us to overthink, to over-contemplate, and to kind of ruminate on things that may just be a waste of time, and it may exhaust us, and it may kind of deplete our sense of confidence. So with that being said, I really encourage everyone to really be pragmatic and thoughtful with language. Try not to say anything impulsively. Try not to say anything you don't mean. Try to be really honest and upfront about your feelings. Try to choose your words mindfully and then have confidence in that and try to stick with it. Try not to vacillate or have doubt or retract what you said. Try to really stand confidently in what you say, assuming what you say is truly what you think and how you feel. So let's see what else. With all of that too, with all this energy in Aquarius, it is putting quite an emphasis on humanitarian efforts, on progressive ideas, and also, of course, science and technology. So Aquarius has this kind of revolutionary, progressive vibe. With the moon in Leo, it's much more traditional. It's much more old school. The energy of the full moon, we can see a few days before, a few days after, we are seeing some things kind of come up in the media that are involving ethics and values. You know, I'm thinking about the IVF topic specifically. This is new age technology. It's progressive. And then there is this traditional viewpoint also. And so we have some folks who are coming from a more futuristic, progressive lens on how it can help humanity and how it can help people with fertility issues. And then there is this other perspective of, well, you know, is this life? And is this ethical? Is this right? And so we're kind of seeing this conversation get brought up. And so kind of watch around the full moon, because it could be this topic specifically, but there may be other topics arising as well. Maybe even ethics around like AI, or some type of issue with AI. But anyway, with this emphasis on Aquarius, we will see matters of technology, the health field, progressive breakthroughs with health, perhaps, and then also, of course, like AI technology research. There could be some sort of breakthrough. There could be something new coming out this week. But again, I really want to emphasize that moon in Magha, there's going to be also this promoting of the traditional views and traditional ethics and traditional values. And I know that people listening to this podcast come from all backgrounds and all opinions. And so I think it's like really important to note that and to remember to stay open to what others have to say during this period of time, because it may create some of that divisiveness. And so something else that I was thinking about, of course, is that the sun has to do with leaders and Magha has to do with leaders. And so this could also be a time where leaders are at odds, which isn't too surprising. I think we're kind of in that period of life. I do want to say that Donald Trump is a Magha ascendant. I believe his Mars is in Magha as well. And so this full moon may bring up something for Donald Trump. There may be something bigger in the news again involving him. Something to be keeping an eye on. So around February 28th, there is going to be the exact combination of Saturn, Mercury, and the Sun. And so around this period, definitely double down on mindfulness with communication. Be extra mindful with technology with Mercury, because Mercury, it's getting combust by the Sun. It's with Saturn. Mercury is struggling a little bit with this combination. And so there could be issues with emails, texting, phone calls, printers, laptops, you know, it's technology in general. It could be a car, even something in the kitchen breaking. So just kind of keep an eye on that preemptively. I'm actually thinking, I saw something today saying that there were a few cell towers that were being affected by solar flares. And so some cell systems, service providers were getting interruptions from the solar flares, which I thought was wild. I'd heard about that a while back and I was like, man, I wonder if anything is going to come of that. And so sure enough, I mean, the week that Saturn, Sun, and Mercury are conjoined, this is the week that we start seeing an impact from the solar flares. That's kind of funny, right? It's like the heat of the sun is literally burning our technology. So again, just to stress, if you are writing an important email, make sure and double check it. Make sure and send it to the right person. Make sure that your texts are going to the right person. If you tried calling someone and they didn't get back to you, you might want a text to follow up. It could be that your phone call didn't go through. If you need to print anything, make sure you do it in advance. All the stuff I typically talk about on here, just be extra careful with your tech. And also, even with health and wellness, be really mindful with your health and be proactive about your health, because this full moon, it may actually bring some things up for some of us. So make sure that you're really being mindful with your diet and nutrition and water intake and sunshine and all of that. Make sure that you're kind of prepping your system, your internal system in advance. And so that is really what I have for the astrology. I remember one time I was talking about Magha and we were talking about loyalty and how there's this very fine line between being loyal and then self-abandonment or being abusive to ourselves. And so I just wanted to share that again because I remember it really resonating with people. And I think that sometimes we can have this tendency to continuously show up for people in the name of loyalty when perhaps that relationship isn't supporting us or nourishing us or offering us something back. And the analogy I used last time was the pride of lions and how lions protect one another. They are fiercely loyal to their pride, and all of them are in this beautiful kind of symbiotic relationship where they take care of and nurture each other. They're loyal to each other because it's intelligent to be loyal to each other. They wouldn't be as loyal to one another if there was not that reciprocity. And so, and you know, we're talking about people, but it could even be being loyal to a job or being loyal to a concept. And so just kind of think about that. Think about who or what has our loyalty, and are they, or is it deserving of that type of energy? And I've seen it so many times where people will stay in relationships in the name of loyalty when that sense of continuing to show up is subjecting them to abuse, either self-abuse or abuse from another person, just disregard, not being considerate of this other person's feelings. And so remember that lions take care of one another and that there is intelligence in loyalty. It doesn't mean not to be loyal when someone can't do something for us, right? Like, of course, we're going to be loyal to people when they're down. We're going to be loyal when they're sick. We're going to be loyal when they need help. But there's a difference in that symbiotic energy in terms of the other's willingness to show up for us as well. How does the other show up when we are sick, when we are down, when we are damaged? So it's an important thing to contemplate what we're loyal to, what we're showing up for. I just wanted to kind of briefly pepper that in. So I hope that that was helpful. I hope that you feel prepared for the week to come with this astrological insight. My website is innerknowing.yoga. I do weekly horoscopes for all 12 signs at patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. My Instagram is astrologynow_podcast. Again, my name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. Thank you so much.